Talk Line Network Radio, America's longest-running Jewish broadcast network, the voice of the Jewish community.
What are we gonna do with our children? What are we gonna do to show we care? How are we gonna be there for our children when they feel that life has just not been that fair?
Good evening and welcome back to Mask's weekly radio show on Family Matters. Mask Mothers and Fathers Align Saving Kids, kids of all ages and all stages, for all mental health issues, including addictions. If you know somebody that could benefit from a parent support group or needs a referral for a therapist, an outpatient or inpatient program, please give them our number, 718-758-0400. I'll repeat the number. Maybe you want to jot it down for yourself, a loved one, a neighbor, or someone you usually would sit next to in shul. Our number again, by the way, you can call anonymously. It is confidential, all information. So our number, 718-758-0400, from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day, till Erev Shabbos, an hour before Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos, till 11, all day Sunday, from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. as well. So we're here to help you with whatever referral you may need. Give us a call. Tonight, I am very honored to have with us a colleague that is really working hard on a topic that is being spoken about, not enough, but Baruch Hashem, it is being brought to the forefront in all the papers and magazines are writing about it, and Rabbanim are being more outspoken on the situation, and that is parental alienation. I'd like to welcome on tonight Mr. Betzalel Rothstein, who's a family mediator and a divorce coach, and he has been with the Shalom Family Mediation Center working 7 years with families that are struggling through the divorce process, and more importantly now with parental alienation. So I'd like to welcome you on tonight. Thank you for making the time.
Thank you for having me on. It's my pleasure to be here tonight.
So is it okay? I'm used to calling you Betzalel. Is that all right? Or do you want to be a
guest? That's fine.
Okay. So we've been working together on this topic for the Klal. And it is really something that is so painful, and families don't realize out there that kids are suffering from parental alienation, that they're going through being from divorced families. But more so, I'd like to ask you, Betzalel, is that there are so many, and I'm talking about hundreds and hundreds of our families that are suffering not only from divorce, there is also parental alienation. So let's get right to it. What causes a parent to alienate a child, please?
That is really, it's an excellent question. And there's no one simple answer to that question. But generally speaking, some of the factors that lead to a parent causing alienation might be that parent themselves, that person from their own family of origin, that they didn't have a strong relationship with their own parents. And, you know, a person who grows up in a healthy household has tremendous love for their own parents, has tremendous value for the hadracha, the affection, everything that they get from their own parents. Somebody who had a fractured relationship with one or both of their parents growing up will then carries that with them until it gets treated, and that person is likely to be prone to, under certain conditions, alienate a child from one of the child's parents, because they're missing just this basic fabric of understanding the value and the meaning behind relationship between parent and child.
So today, Baruch Hashem, there are organizations. I want to give a real shout out to Broken Ties, for Guli and Hadassah, who have worked tirelessly. They are every day, their phones are ringing off the hook. They have almost 400 families that are struggling with parental alienation. So yash koach to Guli and to Hadassah for bringing it out to the forefront, to the Rabbanim, to educate therapists about it. There are also other organizations out there, and I very much want anyone that is struggling and suffering with parental alienation to please call the MASC helpline, and we will connect you to those professionals, including Bezalel Rothstein and other organizations out there. So call us, 718-758-0400, and we will get you to the right person, the right professionals to help your family during this struggle. Salo, there are times that a parent may be abusive. Is alienation appropriate? If that parent is abusive, what are the Rabbanim saying, please?
So, listen, you know, depends on which Rav you ask, of course. But I think what I'd like to do is I'd like to, instead of answer how the Rabbanim are looking at it, I would like to say, speak to how some of the leading mental health professionals are looking at it.
Great.
And without question, there are times that parents are abusive and that it would be healthy for a child and a parent to have some space between each other. Now, the idea of parental alienation is, you know, kind of points to a complete cutoff with almost no hope of return or reconciliation between the parent and the child. And that, I believe, is really never called for. If we live in a society where if, God forbid, somebody was a serial killer, that convict in prison would be entitled to have supervised visitation with the child. It would not be a complete cutoff with no contact between the parent and the child. So are there times where it's entirely appropriate for a child to set boundaries and to take a step back from a toxic relationship with an unhealthy parent? Absolutely. But then, you know, say, okay, Ma, Ta, we're going to check in 6 months. You know, I need space. I need to heal. I have this trauma. I'll check in with you in 6 months from now and see how we're doing. You know, these are the things that I'd like you to be working on over the next 6 months. Or maybe, you know, we can meet with such and such a therapist. Maybe we can call MASC for a referral to a great therapist that we can go to help us work on some of our issues. But the idea of I can't have anything to do with you for an indefinite period of time, I don't think that is good for the child, and it's not good for the parent either.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the child and the damage that is caused to a child that's alienated from a parent, please.
Sure. Well, it's hardly possible to really quantify this with words, but I want to tug at the heartstrings here a little bit. Okay. I want all the listeners to think about their own parents and to think about everything that they gained from their parents, all the love, all the hadracha, just knowing that, you know, when things go wrong, in life and you have struggles in life, you want to call your mother, you want to call your father, your parents. These are your people in your life. And just imagine for a moment, Chas V'Shalom, what your life would be like without having had everything that your parents put into you to bring you to this point. And I don't know how a person can quantify that to say, oh, this is the damage that alienation causes. But we, you know, a person cannot give what they don't have. So somebody who's suffering from depression really struggles to give love, because someone who's struggling with depression doesn't have love for themselves. If somebody wants to be a good parent to their own children, if they were lacking in healthy relationships with their own parents, they're not going to have that chush, that sense to be able to give over to their own children healthy parenting, because it never got to them. Now, there are cases where, again, like I've said, sometimes, you know, parents were not, I'm a parent and I'm not a perfect parent. So, you know, obviously, you know, there's always going to be shortcomings between parents because we're human. But you want to be able to understand just these basic needs. You know, God created the world that we have two parents in our lives. We have a mother and we have a father. That is by design, by a wisdom that is much greater than our own. And if that's the way that the world is created, then it's because that's the way it has to be. And we have to strive to work on our imperfections as parents and also as children. And at no point would it call for, you know, breaking away from the very fabric of how the world is structured, that you refuse the love and the warmth and the guidance from a parent.
So, like you said, we're talking about professionals, therapists. There have been articles about therapists that are encouraging alienation from a child from their parents. And I do want to say, as a Nefesh executive board member, and Nefesh is over almost 900 firm therapists around the world, and being an executive board member, I will tell you that Nefesh members go for training, supervision is available for, you know, low cost. Any professional out there that wants to get trained, contact Nefesh. We'll make available. Broken Ties and other organizations are making available trainings for parental alienation. And I think it's important that we speak about, can a therapist alienate a child from the parent because of those articles out there? It is happening, and it's an important thing to be aware that you must choose the right therapist, and a therapist that's trained in parental alienation and that is supervised. It's okay, Pizzalo, to say to the therapist, right? Are you supervised? Who is supervising you? So let's talk about the therapist now, please.
Sure. So, again, just getting back to an earlier question that you asked is, you know, when is alienation appropriate? So, you know, let's just say, for example, a child is under a tremendous amount of pressure from their parents for whatever reason, and they're struggling at school or they're struggling somewhere else in their life, and they go to see a therapist, and all they can do is complain about the relationship that they have with their parents. And so the therapist might say, well, if your parents are abusive, if your parents are making you feel uncomfortable, so then, well, you know, let's just, you know, cut your parents out of the picture. You know, boundaries, you have to have boundaries. And boom, just like that, you know, the child says, well, hey, the therapist just told me that it's okay for me to cut off my parents. So I'm going to reach out to my parents and say, hey, guess what? We're done, because you are causing me all this trauma. You are the reason that I am struggling. So again, as I said earlier, sometimes it is necessary for there to be space, right? You know, parents are not perfect people, myself included in that. And, you know, we try our best. But, you know, sometimes it's, sometimes we need more hadracha ourselves as parents. We need guidance. We need to do a better job. So the child can say something like, you know, instead of a cutoff, how about let's meet with my therapist and talk about my problems? Because cutting off the parents is not necessarily going to solve the child's problems. If the child is suffering from self-esteem issues, so yeah, it could be that some of the self-esteem issues are worsened by the behavior of the parents. But cutting off the parents is not automatically going to improve the child's self-esteem. The child has to work on their self-esteem through other means, not just cutting off the parents. Yes, it is okay that you need to take measures to stop the bleeding, but you also have to treat the wound itself. So while it might seem like a quick fix, but again, it does not address the core problem. So I would caution therapists to just really think more about what the underlying issue is. A child with a very, very strong self-esteem is not going to have to resort to cutting off their parents. And it's not just the parents that get cut off, you have to realize, because when a child removes themselves from their parents, it could also cause a great rift between the siblings, and it could cause a rift with the grandparents and the cousins and, you know, everyone in the extended family. It's not just the transaction between the parents and the children. There's a much bigger extended family that's being impacted by these decisions. So maybe it's important for the child to make boundaries with their parents, but does that same child also now need to cut themselves off from their cousins, from their siblings? What if the siblings are unhappy with this one for cutting off the parents? There's a lot that goes into it. It's not just between the parents and the children. So you really have to look at the bigger picture and think about, you know, doing the heavy lifting. Child self-esteem, you want to work on the OCD, the ADHD, whatever the symptoms are. But the parents could be a factor, but they're not the ultimate, that's not the remedy.
You know, we talk about parents getting divorced and one parent, you know, convinces the child stay away from the other parent. It's so painful, divorce to begin with, and then to alienate the other parent is just terribly, terribly damaging. And it could take years and years of therapy to reconnect with a child or a parent. What are your experiences? Because I'm watching the Broken Ties has almost 400 families that have the courage to call Hadassah and Guli, and they're on WhatsApp chat, several of the, you know, over 100, I think, parents. Single parent, divorced, or whatever their situation may be. And they, they have a chat, and the pain that you read over and over, simchas they miss graduation, chumash parties, weddings, whatever it may, bar mitzvahs. People live down the block, Bitsalo, from their exes or around the corner, and they see their children from far, and they run the other way. It's so painful to read. I cannot tell you how it hurts my heart to read when they're writing on the chat of the pain, missing graduations. You can't get back this time. What about the parent coping with the shame of being alienated?
Yeah, well, listen, so as you know, I myself am an alienated parent. You know, I went through a divorce myself. Now I'm remarried now and married. Just celebrated my 10th anniversary few weeks ago.
Mazel tov.
Thank you. But you know, I just have to say this: if there are any alienated parents who are listening to this right now, I want you to know, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. And I'm going to say this especially to the mothers. It's not your fault. My outlook on alienation is that this is a tragedy. It is a tragedy on the same level as childhood cancer. Some might say it's even worse than that, because Rahmanul Etzlan, if somebody loses a child, at least they have a closure on it. Mr. Glenn Holman recently did a webinar with Broken Ties, and one of the questions that was asked is, you know, is it better to have literally lost the child, or is it better to be alienated from a child? And Mr. Holman, who himself has lost two children, he actually said that he would rather have his peckle than have mine. He'd rather have a loss of a child than an alienation of a child, because we shouldn't even be having these conversations at all. But if the child is Rahman Litzlan gone, then at least there's closure there. But if you're for an alienated parent, there's no closure. Which for me, I'm better off. I feel like I'm better off having my peckle, because at least I know that there's, you know, some sort of a hope that one day we're going to reconnect. And I'll be honest, even if I don't reconnect with my child, I want my child to have a life. And you know, as a parent, I put my kishkes into my children however I can, not because it benefits me, because I'm trying to do by my child. So, you know, I think that however we whatever our relationship with our children is, we do the best we can, however we can, by our children. So, you know, I tell the parents that I work with, I said, if you can't be the parent that you want to be to your children, then at least be the person that if your children knew who you really were, they would be proud to say that you're their parent. And there's a process of redefining and reevaluating how you look at yourself, your own character, because we find as parents, that's our whole being, our essence. We are defined by the fact that we are parents, and everything that we live for is to give to our children, to do by our children. And lo aleinu, when somebody's going through alienation and they lose their definition, their identity, it's an absolute crisis for somebody to go through. But, you know, so you find the right support system and you find the right professionals as needed, in addition to whatever peer support system that you can find available, and you pick up your pieces and you forge ahead. And if Hashem decides to bring your children back into your life at the right time, it's absolutely going to happen. And if, God forbid, it's not his will to bring your children back into your life, then you live the best life that you can with whatever you have available. It's almost an impossible concept to wrap your head around unless you're actually in the Parsha. And, you know, and the fact that I'm in the Parsha, that I know what the needs are, I mean, this is what drives me to, you know, to do what I do, because it's therapeutic for me, to be honest, you know, to be able to serve the klal in this way.
Bezalel, you have a wonderful group, the JFSEP. You want to speak about your group, please, also?
Sure. So, actually, the group is now called Toldos, And this is a support group that that started with myself and a couple of friends who are also dealing with alienation. And, you know, at the time that this group started, I was in a terrible, terrible state of depression, and I needed a lot of help. And I felt alone, and I felt afraid, and I felt lost. And there was nothing that I could find that was more healing than being able to bond and connect with others who were dealing with the same thing. And, you know, what do you know? The people that we found that were dealing with the same thing, they said the same exact, they had the same exact feedback, that there's nothing like just being able to connect honestly and sincerely to, you know, to deal with this together, to know that you're not alone, and to know that it's not your fault. It really, when you think about the whole idea of alienation, it is so unnatural. It is unnatural in every way, shape, and form for a child to reject a parent. It goes against the very nature of the child. When a child is growing up, the only thing that the child wants more than anything else in the world is the love, affection, and approval of the parent. When the children are not getting enough attention, what do? They act up because they need that attention. They'll take negative attention as any form of attention at all because that's what they need. They need to have that connection. So for a child at any stage of life, teenage, adult, whatever stage it is always, always 100% unnatural for this to occur, the same way that serious illness in children is not natural, and there are tragedies like what we're seeing in Miami, like what we saw at Stolen, like what we saw in Beirut. There are unnatural events that happen in this world. This alienation business, it is an unnatural phenomenon, and therefore it is impossible that it could be the fault of the alienated parent. And I can't emphasize this message enough. So there was nothing that you could do. There was nothing else that you could do. You did the best you could, and you try to make tomorrow a better day than the day before. And this holds true for a parent who is alienated or not alienated, humans all over the world. All we can ever do is hope to make tomorrow a better day than the day before. Sometimes we're successful at that, and sometimes we're not. But it's all about doing the best we can with what we have.
I want to shout out to Larry Gordon from the Five Towns Jewish Times. He wrote about parental alienation, and has gotten a lot of feedback and keeps writing about the topic, and many others. I do want to say, really, yash koach, because it's a destruction, it's devastation to families, and in the long run, it is unhealthy to the child who grows up without the love of a parent and the siblings many times, and extended family members, like you said. So I would like to thank you. We're running out of time. I'd like to thank you, and Hashem should give you the koach first to continue that amazing work that you're doing to help families, and in schus of that, you should have your children back in your life.
Amen, and thank you.
And I want to wish you a mazel tov on your anniversary as well. I'd like to wish everybody a very good evening, a beautiful Shabbos, and always remember, hang in, hold on, and yes, hug tight. Tonight's show is in memory of Rivka Bas Yisrael. Please go on to www.maskparents.org to make a donation to help us continue our wonderful programs. Thank you, and have a good night. Good Shabbos.
Are you interested in hosting your own radio show and podcast, or perhaps a TV program? TalkLine Network can help you get on the air from 1 hour weekly to 24 hours a day. Ideal for ethnic, foreign language, medical, business, and religious broadcasting. We also have full-time radio stations for lease, as well as FM HD channels. For more information, please call 212-769-1925. That's 212-769-1925. Or email zevbrenner@gmail.com.
Talkline Network Radio, America's longest-running Jewish broadcast network, the voice of the Jewish community.